Thanks so much for joining us for another edition of KFFB's Open Mic program. We do have Senator Bozeman with us. Senator Bozeman, thanks again, as always, coming on the program. But today we wanted to talk about President Obama's Oval Office address.
Oh, very much. What we've got to do is have a plan that we all understand in regard to ISIS. And the president came before the American public, tried to reassure us, but I think was anything but reassuring. In regard to ISIS, this is the group that he called the JV team not too long ago. Right before the Paris attacks, he reassured us that they were being contained. And then after the attack in Paris, called it a setback, as the French president was calling it, rightfully so, an act of war. The president just has a tremendous disconnect in this area. What I've been calling on is a plan that is designed by our generals. The one thing that we should have learned in Vietnam is that we don't micromanage these things in Congress. So we've got professionals that are very, very capable. We need their input. And then we need a plan as to how we go about stopping these people in their tracks.
Well, when you look at that, though, what are some of the things that you think? I know you and Senator Cotton came up with of looking at everything. Explain what we should do.
Well, I think we should do a number of things. First of all, I'm certainly not for putting boots on the ground, but you don't take that option off the table. You don't telegraph to your enemy that you aren't going to do this under any circumstances. So we need all the tools in the toolbox that we have. Certainly, we need to increase the airstrikes. We need to take the gloves off of our military leaders in regard to that. Right after the attack in Paris, we unleashed all of these bombing attacks. Why hadn't we been doing that previously, to the attack on Paris? We gave our allies a number of different targets that they could hit. These were things that should have been doing along with our allies prior to the attack in Paris. There's just a number of things that we can do. Mostly, what would help more than anything is providing some leadership with our allies and again, getting the American people on the side of the president in the sense of having a clear-cut description as to how we defeat the terrorists.
When you look at the president, Obamacare repeal, that is something that the Senate, the Republicans in the Senate, said the American people, you made the promise and you delivered last week because it passed the first Obamacare repeal bill. Talk about that for a moment.
We did. We were able to repeal Obamacare. That will go to the president's desk. Now, didn't repeal it totally, but we gutted it. The individual mandate, really the main pillars of Obamacare, we were able to say, that they would be discontinued. Along with that was defunding Planned Parenthood, which needs to be done very definitely. So I think it demonstrates to the American people that Congress is working, the Republican Congress. We promised to do these things. We won't have enough votes to overcome the president's veto, but it does show that if we can get a Republican president, what can be done in the future.
Well, Senator, thanks so much for taking time and talking with us. Tomorrow, we'll talk about the highway bill and the holiday season coming up. Stay tuned.